Wall Street, the Dow is down 79 points, but the NASDAQ up 86. This is SRN News.
You have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you thought today was cool, it's getting colder. Tonight, breezy and cold, overnight low 35 by first thing in the morning. Frost is a very strong risk by morning. Tomorrow, quite chilly for this late in the season, with a high temperature only up to about 58. Then I think by dawn on Wednesday, we'll be very close to the freeze mark. More frost. It's obviously late in the ballgame for this. We'll start a big warm-up by Thursday with high temperatures back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
My advice to you. Start drinking heavily.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Waiting for Charles Payne to get going here. Having all kinds of excitement. It's about the bank bailout. Charles Payne went on a hell of a rant. And I thought, what a way to start the week, you know, come in strong, roaring, both guns blazing.
Sure.
And I am betrayed by our computer. Let's see if we can get it to work.
Americans and small accounts. This was a bank that only catered, for the most part, to Silicon Valley and their customers. So how does Silicon Valley get so big? All of the money that cascaded into our economy at the beginning of the pandemic helped to spur that big IPO and SPAC streak, if you guys remember. We had over 1,000 IPOs, 59% of offerings, 59% were SPACs. 90% of them were pure crap. The others all went out overvalued. Everyone who bought them at the IPO price, every American is losing money right now, even before this crisis. In the meantime, though, all of that money went to Silicon Valley Bank. Their deposits went up 300% to $200 billion. The average bank over that same time frame, their deposits went up 35%. So they're living large, they're having a great time. What do they do with the money? They don't lend it out. They don't lend it out. By the way, who the hell needs a loan in Silicon Valley? They don't lend it out. So they put it into different things and they start loan and, you know, start investing with it. Then things look a little dicey, so they say, okay, well, let's buy these bonds. Now, this is a real tricky part. This is why I think the overall market's getting hammered a little bit this morning. When banks put these bonds, there's two ways you can put bonds on your books. One is held to maturity. If you do that, you don't have to mark the ups and downs of the bond market. Right. You don't have to mark that on your balance sheet. The ones that are for sale, you do, and you have to actively manage those. But the bulk of these bonds that they had were held to maturity. So the fact of the matter is the bond market took one of the worst drubbings it's ever had in the last year. The value of the value of their bonds, their core asset, started to go down. Other things that happened, mortgage-backed securities, they own a bunch of those. Those are getting decimated in part from work from home. Mm-hmm. But this is an irresponsible, reckless bank. But let's be clear. The American public must know. Every account in this country is insured to $250,000. Every single account. This was not about bailing out small accounts, regular Americans. The mean bank account in this country is $41,000. You want to go by, so if you look at, for instance, the average bank account for someone without a high school diploma, $9,000. But bachelor's degree, $79,000. This is another bailout of the elites. This is a bailout of Silicon Valley, the same Silicon Valley that just brought us Sam Bankman-Fried. The Silicon Valley that for 20 years grew companies privately to exorbitant valuations, outrageous valuations, and then foisted them on the public at even higher valuations. Oh. They have made so much money. I mean, only the Saudi Arabian princes can deal with the amount of money that they've made. Who do you think bids against each other for the world's biggest yacht? Who bought the Maltese Falcon? I mean, this is what I'm talking about. So,
can I ask you something? Yeah. So later in the show, we're going to talk to a woman who has a small business. She's 32 years old. She has three children. She runs a small business for Etsy. Over the weekend, they get emails from Etsy saying, we're not sure we're going to be able to pay you on Monday. So I totally hear you on all the other things. But there are some people who are saying, why am I at risk? I'm a small business owner. She got laid off during COVID. She figured out a way to pull herself up. She's a successful business, but she is afraid. Now maybe everything is going to be okay, but they were told on Friday we might not be able to pay you Monday.
Well, here's the thing: if I do business with someone and they can't pay me, like as a conduit, Etsy's a conduit. You go on there and they just connect the buyer and seller. For some reason that money is held up because of something else, that's a red flag. I'm getting out of Etsy. I don't want to do business with them anymore. Period. But again, we keep hijacking those small stories to protect the people that keep wrecking our economy.
Okay.
They keep getting all the big, I'm talking massive, billions of dollars. So here's the thing. During that hot IPO spree, the number two IPO in 2021 was Roblox. I own the stock right now. Mm-hmm. I own some of this, and I'm doing pretty good. Well, we'll see what happens today. But the point is, Roblox raised $30 billion. $30 billion. Their exposure now to Silicon Valley Bank is like 26% of that. We're bailing out Roblox that raised $30 billion at a valuation that was probably five times worth it was really, truly, honestly worth. Mm-hmm. So a lot of single moms with kids bought that stock thinking they could make money, and they got waxed. They're getting crushed. So I'm just saying, these stories, but we got to find out a way to help someone like that. And by the way, again, this is what the point I was getting to. Anybody with less than $250,000 is going to get paid from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. This is not a bailout of anybody with $250,000.
90% of the deposits at Silicon Valley Bank were higher than $250,000.
So someone's got $3 million in the bank, and now we got to bail them out. Then where do we start?
We didn't talk about signatures. Signatures: New York, Connecticut, North Carolina, Nevada, and California. So they may have had some of that Silicon Valley exposure as well. Do you believe this is on the banks themselves, or is this on the regulators that were intended to prevent another catastrophe?
I don't think there's one single entity. Listen, I think the Federal Reserve deserves some credit. They wanted to break something. Well, they broke something. And I don't think
interest rates have gone.
Right.
Five points in a year's time?
Because these assets, these bonds, these long duration bonds, because the bond market took such a hit last year. It's so interesting because when you talk in Wall Street or in the investing world, when they say the term risk free, They mean buying bonds.
Yeah.
You always hear that. Risk-free. Well, obviously there was some risk here because this is one part of, this was a major part of the dominoes. We can go further back. You know what? If there wasn't all this free money, I'd go back to the free money. If all this free money didn't cascade into this economy and spark this inflation crisis that has forced Jay Powell to come to the rescue, so to speak, we wouldn't be in this position in the first place. These are all the consequences of things like that. And when you hear President Biden brag about these things, yeah, the sugar high is wearing off, and this is the ugliest stuff that's left of that.
Is there more ugly to come?
There could be.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Welcome to 1929. On this talk, I'm the Freeborn of MWACB. I'm your gracious, occasionally trucking host. Could be my last show, too. Greg Udo, along with Rosie Brock, and I see Joey.
And here they are.
Sounds like he's in a high chair, and I'm feeling him breathy. I see Joey.
Please clap.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hello.
I didn't think that that would be quite as long as it was, but...
Very that, good.
That's a guy who does not lose his cool off.
Yeah, Charles is... I can't disagree with what he just said there. And I do not like these bailouts. They are technically bailouts, and...
Once again, we're hearing everybody's covered, but my mother worked for the FDIC. It was her last job.
No.
And she and taught me a few things about that, and these accounts are not... Everybody gets $250,000 worth of protection, but Biden is saying, we're going to bail out everybody. We're going to cover everybody. Where does he get the authority to make an announcement like that?
And he's saying the taxpayers are not, it's not.
The hell we're not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The hell we're not. Brant's going to join us early today at 4:05 and give us his take on all of this insanity. Banks failing. I mean, 81 million people voted for this. Be as old schmee as it. Get out. I'm not buying. It's a good thing I know how to speak carny.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Hey, how about those Oscars last night, huh?
I didn't either. Yeah.
Have you seen any movies?
I almost saw the one that won Best Picture, but I just never got around to it.
I never did either. But I did see All Quiet on the Western Front, and I watched that with Rich, and we said, if this does not win for cinematography, then it's a joke. And it won.
Wow, awesome.
We're pretty good at, it's like when we saw Gary Oldman play Churchill. We said, if he doesn't get Best Actor for this, then it's a worthless award.
No, I'm trying to think. I saw some of the Marvel movies. I saw Top Gun. I did see the Elvis movie.
What did you think of that?
It was all right. It got a little too... It was the same guy who did Moulin Rouge. So it got a little too, like, I'm in a dream, and now there's modern music on top of these older images. It's all these mashups. I didn't love that. But in terms of, like, talking about his manager, evil guy, and just laying out what Elvis went through with the stardom, I thought that was the main reason
I want to watch the movie, because Tom Hanks, who has to play everybody, astronauts, astroholes, you name it, I'm waiting... for him to play somebody who, an African-American character.
Robert Downey Jr. already did that.
Oh. That's why I didn't want to see it, because I'm just sick of him. Mr. Liberal. Mr. Freaking Genius. They're all freaking geniuses. Look at the mess we're in.
Apparently Jimmy Kimmel hosted?
That's reason number one. Nobody watches his show during the week. Why would anybody care that he's hosting the Oscars? What a dick. I mean, really, if he isn't the most smarmiest piece of crap on television, I don't know who is. He and Adam Carolla began their career, I don't know what channel, on the testosterone channel, watching big-breasted women bounce up and down on trampolines.
I remember.
With their eyes and tongues hanging out. Now, all of a sudden, Jimmy Kimmel is Mr. Perfect. I am flawless. I call him the Grim Weeper. He is the most insincere, disingenuous piece of garbage that ever went on television.
You know, and, like, I can tell Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert are, like, down with the program, the corporate program. But I almost feel like Jimmy Fallon, they're, like, gave him shock therapy. the way he acts. Or they had him compromise. It's like, Jimmy, do you want us to bring up that masked party you went to?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just, the way he carries himself, he's always very, very nervous. It's, you know, what? It is amazing how much the culture has changed. Oscars used to be a huge deal. The Grammys used to be a huge deal. 60 Minutes used to, what, 30 million people would watch it?
Oh, yeah.
The Tonight Show was the show.
Yes. I mean, tens of millions of people would watch Johnny Carson. And the next day, at the water cooler, the mythical water cooler at work, that's what people were talking about.
Right.
What happened on Johnny? Did you see this? Did you see that?
And for a while, what? Rush, Limbaugh had that effect with folks. I think Stern for a second, though Stern has gone the complete... Talk about a guy who was always breaking with the authorities and the popular conventional opinion.
You know what he is? He's a colossal hypocritical jerk-off. That's what he is.
It makes sense.
Beanpole. You know what? Money made him miserable. He's got more money than God. He couldn't possibly spend it all. Well, unless he was working for Biden, they could probably get rid of it. But he is a miserable son of a bitch, and this is his format. He's angry. He hates himself. He has, apparently has some issue with his manhood that he's obsessed with. And it doesn't matter how many people listen. I know he has probably kept SiriusXM afloat, even though they're paying him a ton of money. And but he'll never be happy.
Right.
He is disturbed.
Well, but I think the new, like, Johnny Carson, Stern was there for a second, Limbaugh, the new guy at that level is probably Rogan.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think that's a very... It's just that because he's on Spotify, I mean, you don't have to look too hard to find people that don't know how to use or
right.
access Spotify. What is Spotify? They're used to what cable channel...
Well, I can't imagine what the views are if you start adding, like, all the little clips all over YouTube. Like, there are entire channels, people, I think, making $100,000 a month just on clipping Joe Rogan's show and putting it out there.
I mean, why are we doing that? What is wrong with us?
Lazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that why we got into this job?
Yeah, I think that's it. I make it a point to listen on the way in. And you know what I feel? I feel like, damn, I wish I was in there with them. I'd love to be a part of the conversation.
Well, come on by early. I'd be happy to do like a chit-chat change it. Like what we're doing now, but like at 2:55.
Well, I'll tune in to make sure it's not something... You know, I really would like to say hi to Judge Napolitano sometime.
He'll be on, I think, tomorrow at noon.
I will be in Baptist South. Either in the morgue or getting ready to go home.
The morgue?
Well, you never know.
I'm looking at Rosie like, what's going on?
Our cat.
Oh, well, you'll be
and
fine.
And it's not because I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
I know many people, most of the people I know that have had this are younger than I am. And I got to tell you, I'm a little annoyed over the whole thing, and I'll tell you why. You know my schedule. Mm-hmm. I'm up at 2:22 every morning. I make breakfast for the show.
It's impressive.
I do a show. I go home, take a nap, wake up, and I bike 5 miles a day and then come and do this.
Right.
So I'm not exactly keeping a schedule that says...
I'm dying over here.
But every time I go to get something checked, the thing they check is okay, but they find something else that worries them. Last year, they want me to get a lung scan because I'm a smoker. So nothing turns up in that. But, you know, we saw something by your liver. It's probably just fatty cysts, but we need you to come back for another scan. So they do that. It's fatty cysts.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a bad nickname. Hey, I'm fatty cyst. So I went for that this time. Oh, we noticed there might be a little plaque around your heart. Well, what does that mean? I thought you only got that on your teeth. I said, no, it's just that we can go in and clean that up. So I went in and I had the full heart workup for the first time. So that's what they're going to do. They do not expect to be putting stents in or any of that crap. I don't want it. I don't want it. I'd rather be dead. I'm not going to become the bionic man.
Hi, I'm Fatty Cyst. I used to be on the back of John Fetterman's neck. Now I serve as Joe Biden's brain.
Ugh. that he was on TV this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't have a suit and tie on, you would think he was taking a dump because he's looking into the camera like this. You couldn't see his eyeballs. He's just squinting like he was staring directly into the sun.
Like he's straining.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, I'm chewing the nest under the pressure. Next one's right.
Not a joke. It's fat Jack.
Yeah, everything is fine. You know, everything, happy days are here again. HSBC buys the United Kingdom division of Silicon Valley Bank for a dollar.
Yeah.
That sounds like a hell of a deal. A whole dollar. So, now more climate change. Jimmy Kimmel branded national disgrace for Oscars joke. We were just talking about it. One of the worst things I've ever seen. Jimmy Kimmel branded a national disgrace for harassing Taliban shooting survivor Malala Yousafzai at 2023 with an awkward question. So what's this? Fans claimed he harassed Taliban shooting survivor Malala Yousafzai during a bizarre Oscar segment. The host, 55, left the Nobel Peace Prize winner, 25, visibly uncomfortable as he approached her during a break of proceedings and asked her an awkward question about Harry Styles and Chris Pine's Spitgate drama. The presenter read aloud a question from a fan named Joanne saying, she asked your work on human rights and education for women and children as an inspiration as the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner in history. Do you think Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? She looked unsure and then responded, I only talk about peace. Do you want to hear this?
Not really.
Holy cow. What a piece of work. Yeah, look at her. This is harassment. Except instead of watching big-breasted women bouncing up and down on a trampoline, he's playing a joke on a beautifully dressed Nobel Peace Prize winner at the Oscars because he's so funny. Yeah. He's as fee as honey as a... Well, I better watch it. I've probably used up my allotment of salty language for the morning, afternoon.
Yeah, this ain't NYPD blue, Greg.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to show my butt once a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like
he
they
can
did.
Do Sipowicz.
Oh,
very
I know.
Well.
I know.
I just got a note from my attorney, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
Says you're going to be fine tomorrow. You got this. That's what I love about her.
She's right.
She is a confidence spreader. And remember, we used to work with somebody.
Yeah.
Something about anger or whatever. I said, you're a carrier.
A carrier?
Yeah, she spreads it. She's angry, and she wants to make sure that everybody...
Oh, yeah, that's why I usually stayed away from her.
You know what I'm talking about.
Bite me!
Actually, I got along with her just fine.
Because you...
Well, I didn't have to work with her. I bet if we had worked together a lot, we would have each other's nerves.
That's a good start. Yeah. That's a good start. No, you were... Yeah, that's long ago and far away. I did talk to her last week.
Oh, really?
And we had a fun conversation. She has an invitation to come on this afternoon show some point if she's in town.
I would love to hear that reunion.
I got
to
ask Rosie a question. Why are we getting calls and nobody wants to come on the air? What's the problem?
Somebody called to encourage you about your heart cath tomorrow. And Urbanite just called and he said Cocaine Bear was messing with the girl also.
Oh, I don't know who Cocaine Bear. Did you watch that?
The movie. Somebody.
Yeah. I know about the movie.
I didn't see the movie yet. I didn't watch the Oscars.
Somebody dressed up like Cocaine Bear was messing with her.
Wow, that sounds hilarious.
This isn't the 1990s with Billy Crystal anymore. Did you see the fun musical act he did, Sonny?
Speaking
no.
of Billy Crystal, that's another movie. He came out with a movie in... I think it was the 80s, called Mr. Saturday Night.
Oh.
Or it might have been the early 90s. I forget. But I took my friend Kathleen to see that with me because we had nothing better to do. And when we walked out of that, I said, Billy Crystal wasn't even that good of a movie. And his character was weird. But the guy that played his brother in that movie, when we walked out of the theater, I said, that guy... It should at least get Best Supporting Actor, if not the award for it. And he did. I'm gifted.
Who was it?
I don't remember.
Oh.
John somebody.
Oh, cool.
But he played a really great brother to this aging comic who was falling off the landmark, kind of like the way I'm falling off the radio radar here.
That's not true.
So what else is new?
Did you try?
Did you have a date this weekend?
No.
You and my daughter.
Oh, no, don't start that.
No. I mean, you got two people with great careers going, very attractive.
Yeah, sure.
And, like, the single men's market down in South Florida is wretched. It's losers. Guys living with mommy and daddy. Guys with no gig or no passion for life. It's, you know, kind of sad.
It is.
But
I think instead of a girlfriend, I'm going to get a massage chair.
Huh?
Figure that out.
Yeah, that'd probably be a lot cheaper.
Right. I got a sponsor who's got some cool ones.
Less risky.
Yeah. Sounds less expensive, too.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Joey, I could do a whole show some afternoon about how I spent stupid money.
Hmm.
That's the past, and we don't want to focus
on that. Didn't you buy a brand new Corvette to impress somebody?
Let's start there. Yeah, I did. And you know why I did it? Because I could. And did it work? Oh, yeah.
Well, kids?
And it's, here's the thing. This is somebody, once in a while... Do I have time for a lame-ass story? I guess. Sometimes I, like many human beings, I would, and this is when I'm sober, I just wanted to go out and get a little attention, which I could get because I was a household face. And there was a club that played oldies that I used to like to go to, so I decided to go there, wearing my Miami Vice best. And I walk in, and it's fun because you can hear people, look at that episode, yeah, that's him. Blah, blah, blah. So I somehow ended up on the dance floor dancing with this girl, Sharon. So
I said, I have a nice apartment by the beach. Why don't you come over? We'll go enjoy the sand.
Hmm.
So she came over. We went and got a blanket, went down. And we spent about 4 hours on the beach just talking. It was great. It was one of those kind of things where you feel like you know each other your whole life.
Yeah.
And most of the conversation kept asking me about, you know, my alcoholism and addiction issues and how, what happens in rehab and all that kind of stuff. So we made a date for dinner. Somehow, at that time I had I had a really great car. It was a McLaren.
Yeah.
Mercury McLaren. It was nice. Everybody liked because it looked part like Mercedes, part like Mustang, part is for a nice car, and I should have never ever gotten rid of it. But not me, no. She likes white Corvettes with tan convertible tops, so I went to the first Chevy dealer I could find, and you got any of these in stock? Oh, yeah. And I said, well, I can trade this in for that. And the guy... This is so many light years removed from what we see, like with Tip Tames at Jack Ingram and stuff. So this guy, I'd say he was on the light side of 300 pounds, and he's wearing this garish checkered jacket, green with black stripes vertically and horizontal, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a cheesy tie, skinny belt, barely holding up his girth, and... He says, well, let me run your credit. He comes back 5 minutes later, and he smiled, and he had a gold tooth.
Oh, I swear,
as he smiled, the sun hit his tooth. And he says, you're golden. Exact words. He says, go ahead and take the car. We'll finish the paperwork tomorrow. So I did. And then I went and picked her up. And that was the next day. And... says, where's your car? Because she'd been in the other one.
And I walked right up to this white Corvette with a tan convertible top and said, here it is. And she looked at me like, you didn't buy this because I have, yeah. I am the magic genie. I make wishes come true.
Yeah, but I'm only good for three, all right?
But really, what I should have done when I was standing there is say, I am the magic
rectum.
And I just spent $28,000 to impress you. What a moron.
But it worked.
Yeah.
Nice.
So did those $728 a month payments. We're talking like 1988, 87 Ooh. Or 88. Yeah. That would be about $2,500 a month today. But I could afford it, you know, so. And trust me, here's a lesson in life. When you can afford to be stupid, you will be.
I'm learning that slowly but surely.
Want to buy some stock in Silicon Valley Bank?
No.
Get a good deal on it. It is 3:30 already. We've had so much fun. David Blackman got mixed up on the, he thought I was off today and not tomorrow. So he will return with us Monday to take us through the Idiocracy with me or whoever may be filling in for me at that point. Permanently. Probably you. I can call Jacqueline before the show's over and have her put my show in, the show into my will for you.
Oh, sure. I don't like this talk, but good to be prepared, I guess.
Stop it, Greg.
And I think I'll give a piece to Eddie.
Yeah, that's fine. He needs it.
I heard that little joke. You just, it was beautiful. You snuck it in there about weight. Talk about Dr. Carl. I saw him Saturday.
Hmm.
I stopped by. I wanted to pick up the scented oil mix that I do, the combo.
Yeah.
Because that really works. And so we were chatting. He's going to come by and visit us one of these afternoons. I want to, this patch that we're doing is really incredible.
It's working for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can tell you this, the on the bike, I'm now between 5 and 6 miles a day. When I started doing it, it was 2 or 3, and it, you know, mostly 3.5 or 4. But stamina, it's really cool. And I have enough left in the tank to come in and do this. So, yeah, I'm very impressed with the results from the patch. And what we should get people to, since we're talking about the web address for that. I have the, I have it here. Or you can just Google it.
Oh, yeah, the LifeWave?
LifeWave X39. Check it out online.
Yeah, phototherapy stem cell.
Yes. Patch. And as he says, instead of masking age, it reverses it through the T-cell stimulation, stem cell. So there's a video there you can look at and then decide for yourself whether it's something you want and then visit the herb shop. And we appreciate having Carl. You know, we heard those promos so many years, and to finally meet the guy and see what he's really something else. Very, very bright man. We're going to take our first look at the roads for the afternoon. We got Rich's forecast, some local news, and then we're back on Happy Hour.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we still got a good bit of traffic on the roads this afternoon. East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway up to I-85. We are very busy there. We've also got a good bit of traffic on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. Still got an accident on Chantilly Parkway if you're coming up from Vaughn Road right around Home Depot or just before. All of those vehicles and the emergency vehicles are still off on the right side of the roadway. Buckle up. Be safe out there this afternoon. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brewmaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
I should do this now because we were just talking about Tip Tames and Jack Ingram and, you know, the way they work with customers now. And they are just whatever stereotypical image somebody may have about somebody who sells vehicles and the way they treat customers. That guy that sold me that Corvette, they would never hire a guy like that at Jack Ingram. It's a funny memory, but the truth is,
You want somebody that knows product. You want somebody that knows your budget, your goal. You know, mentioned Mercedes at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz, and at Jack Ingram Signature Used, they got a 2015 Mercedes-Benz C-Class. My daughter drives one of those. My daughter is not making a ton of money, and no, daddy didn't buy her a car. But she loves it. And Mercedes just makes a phenomenal product. In this 2015, they got an online deal, 4.99 APR, some cash down, $255 a month, $289 a month for the 2012. And that may be even more interesting because it's only got 42,000 miles on it. The car is a little over 10 years old, but that's about 4,000 miles a year. So this thing has been babied. And then there's a 2016 sitting there, Mercedes-Benz C-Class, beautiful sedan, only 28,000 miles. Again, that's a seven-year-old vehicle. That's about 4,000 miles a year. So you're buying a car that has not been beaten in the ground. Plus, they vet everything so thoroughly at Jack Ingram. You really cannot go wrong on anything that is Signature Used. They don't put their name on the back of losers. See Tip and his team at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard, or visit now at jackingram.com. Here's your local news. Rich's forecast coming up.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Major business and civic leader Jim Wilson III has died. Wilson died after a brief illness. He was 59 years old. Wilson was CEO and chairman of the board of Jim Wilson & Associates, which was founded by his father. The company developed many well-known real estate projects. He was also a philanthropist. A funeral will be held Wednesday at First Baptist Church in Montgomery. Montgomery police are investigating the shooting. MPD and fire medics were called to the 3000 block of Atlanta Highway Saturday night. A juvenile male had non-life-threatening gunshot wounds and was taken to a hospital for treatment. The deadline for January 12th storm victims to apply for federal disaster assistance now just 3 days away. They say both disaster recovery centers in Selma will shut down on that deadline. So tornado victims only have until then to get face-to-face, one-on-one help to apply for assistance for FEMA or SBA. I'm Alyssa Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Are you in the market for a job that pays well and has benefits such as retirement and medical? A-plus Quality Fence and Deck has just expanded. They're looking to add to their dedicated staff. If you have experience or if you want to learn, A-plus Quality Fence and Deck invites you to apply before all positions are filled. A-plus builds decks, screen rooms, security fencing, privacy fencing, and more. Put your skills to work or learn from the best. Apply today for these immediate openings. A-plus Quality Fence and Deck, 3180 U.S. Highway 231, the Wetumpka Highway, 1 mile from the Northeast Boulevard.
Here's football star Tony Romo for Skechers Max Cushioning Footwear.
You know when you go to your kid's game and you have to sit on those uncomfortable, super hard bleachers? That's how I feel now when I wear regular shoes. Why? Because once I started wearing Skechers Max Cushioning, I've been spoiled with how amazing extra cushioning feels. Skechers maxed out the cushioning with a thick, comfy slice of super light Ultra Go cushioning for a soft, pillowy feel with every step.
See all the fashionable styles of Max Cushioning at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Using your phone should never have to be a luxury. Walmart Family Mobile now offers free or discounted plans through the Affordable Connectivity Program. ACP is a government program that helps eligible Americans have access to wireless service. You could get unlimited talk, text, and 8 gigabytes of high-speed data for free when you qualify. Apply now at myfamilymobile.com/ACP. Walmart Family Mobile is supported by the Affordable Connectivity Program and Lifeline Government Assistance Programs. Please visit myfamilymobile.com/ACP for more information.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on? Oh, okay. Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't come, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you thought today was cool, it's getting colder. Tonight, breezy and cold, overnight low 35 by first thing in the morning. Frost is a very strong risk by morning. Tomorrow, quite chilly for this late in the season, with a high temperature only up to about 58. Then I think by dawn on Wednesday, we'll be very close to the freeze mark. More frost. It's obviously late in the ballgame for this. We'll start a big warm-up by Thursday with high temperatures back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest Rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You put your feelings in. Take your logic out, you vote for Joe Biden, and you riot through your town. You do the wokey pokey and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You bring your woke buddies in, you push others away. You learn gender studies, but you can't earn any pay. You do the wokey pokey thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about. You say it's Exxon's fault that the world will cause you're so wokey-dokey. You do the wokey-pokey thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about.
And program reminder, Brad McDonald will join us early today at 4:05. For the very reason, I'm looking at Breitbart here with another bank failing. And you're seeing the word contagion. And what this means is, what about me? What about my money? You'd be amazed how selfish even the biggest liberals of the world become when their money is threatened. How bad does it have to get under this president before there's an absolute revolt? How bad? Inflation, interest rates, bank failures. This is the second coming of Herbert Hoover. And they just keep spending and spending and spending money and then sending it to Zelensky in Ukraine. For what? What is in that for us? The dumbasses that voted for Biden. Putin didn't do that while Trump was in office. But you're so focused on his rudeness or whatever the hell you don't like. His skin color. I don't know. Well, I'll just get Joe in there because it'll be nicer. Nice gets you exactly what we've got right now. See, if you have a president that people take seriously, maybe not America, maybe not all the late night comics and all of that, but if you have a president that the rest of the world takes seriously, because you know what? You know this. Those of you who listen to this station, you already know this. I don't mean to be redundant, and I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. But we're not like the rest of the world. In many ways, the rest of the world is scratching their head and saying, what the hell is going on in America? And when Donald Trump was in office, whether you like him or you didn't, and there were times I didn't. But you know what? Aggressors. And look at world history. It's filled with aggressors. That's the world.
I want to change the climate.
It's Putin's and Xi Jinping and Iran. All these countries, somehow when Donald Trump was gone, they knew they could screw with us. And guess what? That's all they've done. Trump leaves and Putin says, well, now we can go back in and reclaim our land. That did not happen. For some reason, Putin didn't want their territories back while Donald Trump was in the White House. Can you imagine why?
Well, he was in collusion with Donald Trump. That's why.
Yeah. Like every other lie that's been disproven, that's all we've heard. And now, 7 years later, they're still trying. We're going to indict Trump. The walls are closing in on Donald Trump. We're going to get Trump. No American should ever have to endure what that man has endured. Because I got news for you. Half of the Congress critters would be in jail now if they chose to go after him. I'm almost beginning to admire George Santos because all he does is lie. But he's still got a job, which is pretty amazing. So we got to start bailing out banks again. This is new. Why? Because interest rates are so high and the things that banks invested in are not worth what they were worth. That may be an oversimplification, but contagion is when people hear, uh-oh, the bank may close its doors. I want to go in and get mine. I don't want to wait for the FDIC to send me a check. And Joe, without any authority, says everybody's covered. We'll just print more money and just make all the other problems that cause this one worse. So the word contagion is something you will be hearing. Because who among you is not wondering about your bank? What's their situation? Said this on Friday. I had not seen a run in a bank since the last time I watched It's a Wonderful Life. And here we are. It's the roaring 20s again. Here is Matt from Tallahassee. Matt?
Hello?
Yes?
Hey. All right. I'm going to go on the shortest rant. Hold on. Let me get you off this thing. It's a piece of crap.
Yeah, you have to because...
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, good. All right, so I'm going to do the shortest rant I can. All the people that have all these issues, we're not colored enough, we're not queer enough, we're not Mr. He and She or whatever else enough.
Yeah. Let me
tell you something, guys. When this clown gets done and the Mideast people get together and do away with the petrodollar and we're at 10 or 15 bucks a gallon and 20 bucks for some eggs, do you think anybody is going to care about your little issue? They don't. And the guy up there sure don't care. You just think he does, and I will insult your judges. You're an idiot, and you're going to take us all down with you. So you're worried about your climate change and your little whatever. It ain't going to matter, folks. But just keep on playing the game. There you go. I feel a little better.
Very good.
Y'all have a great day.
Nice rant. But he's right. I read a thing. It was actually, I don't know if I can find it or not. It was a... We get a lot of mail from companies or PR firms that want to have somebody interviewed on the show. And I did not book that because we have Brant McDonald. But the topic, and I read the entire pitch, America's crisis is the universities. Because they've been completely taken over by leftists. And that's what they're being. Look at the droves of people whose big dream to, fulfillment in life was becoming a member of Antifa. It was a note from the David Horowitz Freedom Center. You got this, you got Jace Sekulow, you got the ACLJ and other entities that are, I mean, they got to be feeling like they're trying to run a marathon on ice because there's nothing but more crap to dodge every day. But this is what impressed me, and maybe I will go ahead and book again because this focuses on the what's going on in our colleges. All this woke BS. They're woke, but we got basketball players who don't know enough to not murder somebody because they have a beef. I'm not interested in how Alabama does in the NCAA tournament. In my opinion, the coach, the program has completely embarrassed itself this year. Every time I look at clips, I get a lot of... As long as we can keep our all-star and have a shot at a national championship, to me, it's whatever they do, it's tainted. Sorry. But I'm a roll-tide guy. I cannot root for this team.
Well, you know, he really didn't do anything.
Yeah, because star athletes and scholarship athletes always make sure they have a gun under their laundry. Please. All right, let me take a moment to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body. If you're in an accident, that sickening crunch, the walk around the car, seeing your beautiful machine damaged, is it drivable? Is everybody okay? All these questions, I mean, it's like this kaleidoscope of things all happening at once, and then when the dust settles, you got a car that needs to be fixed. And Alabama law says you get to choose who fixes it, so choose wisely. Choose Montgomery Paint and Body. Over four decades, and I love Donnie Turner's story. He worked for people in that business that didn't want to play it straight, so to speak. And he would not under any circumstances indulge that. He actually got fired because he wanted to be honest with a customer. So he realized the only way I'm going to beat this system is to have my own place. And that's how Montgomery Paint and Body was started. And it's that ethics principle and that dedication to the best possible outcome that has made them the preeminent choice for automotive body repair. It has made them, it's given them a reputation with insurance adjusters that's impeccable. If they're going to fix your car, your insurance adjuster is not going to question anything that they say needs to be repaired, replaced, repainted. That's what they do. When the repaired area is done, then they try to represent the customer with a car that looks good as new, maybe better from bumper to bumper, to whatever extent they can. And that's how could you ask for more than that from anybody that's in that business? Donnie Turner, son Brandon, and the highest compliment I can pay Brandon is he's a chip off the old block, old engine block, if you will. At MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, their number is 27REC with a W. All right, I think we're going to make a quick trip to the traffic dungeon here and then come back with today's not headline news at 3:54.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we've got an accident now, North Ripley Street. This is going to be in the vicinity of Jenkins Brick and the Montgomery Police Kennel. If you're in that little stretch of road headed into downtown Montgomery, please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Everywhere else around the city, we're looking pretty good this afternoon. We got a lot of congestion around the boulevard, a lot of folks on 231 to Wetumpka, and a good bit of traffic coming out of downtown on Norman Bridge Road, Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery. Your good credit, no money down, gets you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Toyota, Chevys, Fords, and all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
This is not headline news. The 95th Academy Awards were last night. Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress. Well, just to make it simpler, it won Everything Everywhere All at Once. Ki-Hoo Kwan won Best Supporting Actor for the movie. He joins other child actors who grew up to be successful, well-adjusted adults like... Well, we'll have to get back to that story. Brendan Fraser and Ki-Hoo Kwan both won Oscars last night and in the past starred together in Encino Man. They reunited with Pauly Shore after the ceremony when Pauly got their cars for them at the valet stand. And the Oscar gift bag included complimentary liposuction, facelifts, and hair restoration. Or as Madonna calls it, a pre-show routine. This is not headline news.
Here's your Oscar 10-second recap.
And now, in case you missed it, the entire Academy Awards in less than 10 seconds.
Red carpet.
Jimmy Kimmel monologue.
Movie clips.
Awards.
Singers.
Film highlights.
Commercials.
Dead people montage.
Political statements.
More awards.
Speeches.
And that was the 95th Academy Awards in 10 seconds.
Three, two, one, zero. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I got one of those love-hate things going on with Piers Morgan. I mean, sometimes he really annoys the crap out of me, but sometimes he's brutally honest to people who need a dose of brutal honesty. And in today's New York Post, he has a summary of the Academy Awards from the biggest a-hole to the most selfish nominee. I'll share a little bit of this. I'm going to post it on Facebook because it's a good read. And it's nice to know that when you have these opinions, there's somebody on a national platform willing to share them. The biggest A-list a-hole, Hugh Grant. Pathetically juvenile antics on the red carpet where he seemed to delight in humiliating interviewer Ashley Graham by reluctantly spitting out glib, surly answers to all her questions confirmed his status as the world's worst thespian douchebag. God, I love it. He has most heartwarming moments and stuff. Most annoying animal, cocaine bear. He said it irritated the hell out of me on stage, but when it started harassing the woman we were speaking of earlier, the Nobel Prize winning Malala Yousafzai, I wanted it euthanized live on the air. Best zinger. I love best actress Michelle Yeoh's jibe, it's sexist Don Lemon. Ladies, don't let anyone tell you you're ever past your prime. And she is right. Most selfish nominee. A singer named Terrace sat in the audience wearing a gigantic white curtain around and above her head that meant nobody in the 30 rows behind her could see the stage. There's a picture of this dipstick. Yeah. And I can tell you right now why nobody tapped her on the shoulder and said, hey, would you mind stop pretending? It looks like she's got a big cloth foreskin on it. That's what it looks like. Or her head is the center bud in a flower. It's a ridiculous outfit. And on and on. So if you'd like an entertaining read, I will post that on Facebook for your amusement. So Piers Morgan gets a pat on the back for once. Okay. And we just don't give those out. Brandt's going to be joining us in about 5 or 6 minutes to tell us what to expect next in this crazy market. Applied Security is the company to protect your money. Inside your house, your valuables, your business. You want a security system that is foolproof. And best of all, budget-friendly, with monitoring starting under $30 a month. You want experience, and that's what Mark and Vicky bring to the table, over four decades of it, with systems that are easy to work with, but boy, you don't want to breach them. They have been protecting us here at Blue Water with 100% effectiveness. And believe me, some people have tried. 100% effectiveness for 20 years. And they're just wonderful.